You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good afternoon. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio on location, direct from Interphex Day 2. Todd, we're in real trouble with this next one.
You think?
It's going to be a fascinating conversation. But before we get to him, we're nearing the end of Day 2's coverage of Interphex. It's been an amazing day. The conversations that we've had, the learnings we've gotten, it's been a fascinating day.
A little bit like drinking from a fire hose, just trying to take it all
in. I'm telling you what, that is absolutely the case. Well, based on our pre-show chat, this next conversation promises to be very interesting and intriguing. Say hello to Jeff Phillips. He's a Senior Manager, Science and Marketing with Alkanox. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. I almost hate to ask, but before we get into a conversation around Alkanox, spend a few minutes and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
No problem. I'll actually keep this moderately serious until we get to anything that can be objectively silly. So I'll keep this to a little bit of the background for now because I know we guys are on a schedule and got to rock and roll. Basically, background in terms of who's Jeff? I've done a lot of things like analytical chemistry, pharmacology, also have an MBA, things like that. So I have both sides of the brain, the science stuff and the business stuff. So basically, I got pulled out of the lab a number of years ago, and they said, wow, you can actually use verbs to push nouns around, and said, maybe you can use whatever remaining gray cells that you have to try to talk about cleaning validation and ways of being able to keep the industry on track.
Outstanding. Well, talk about Alkanox. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Happy to do that. It's really easy working for a company like Alkanox, owned by the same two families since the 1940s, one of the first detergent companies in the United States. We've really set the ground and set the market in a number of different ways. And like I said, the thing that's really wonderful about this company is that I actually get to talk as much technical information to people as I want to. When somebody calls, you actually will get to speak to somebody not just as nutty as I am, but actually somebody that understands the same type of issues that you're going to have in the pharmaceutical or medical device industries.
Well, talk about those issues. What are they?
Oh, boy. Like, for instance, if you have an issue of needing to clean something out. Now, people often say, let's say I'm making aspirin or something. All right, what's the big deal? You got a little bit of aspirin, left over in the next one. Well, I happen to be allergic to aspirin. If I'm taking a drug that has aspirin in it, I got about, maybe 15, 20 minutes to get to my EpiPen. Otherwise, you can look through my pockets for loose change, which won't do me so much good. So there's extreme issues in terms of product safety that are revolving around cleaning validation that go all the ways back to the early penicillin manufacturing in the 1940s when it was first realized having such incredible allergies to something like penicillin and having these anaphylactic reactions that can kill people.
Unbelievable. Todd, you sit there
that's
and think,
an issue.
If you're making pharmaceuticals, you would maybe say, well, that's a clean environment, but you don't think about the ramifications of someone who might have an allergy. That's fascinating. Talk about some of the actual products and some of the applications of those.
Yeah, some of the products that we have, like some of those that I'm really proud of, we have a thing called Turgazyme, which is used for cleaning biological and proteinaceous materials. Now, I like this one so much because there's a lot of enzymatic cleaners out there, but because this is in a powder form, you can actually make it up fresh each time and have 100% activity each time. You start getting liquid enzymatic cleaners. The problem with them is that if it's sitting on a dock somewhere, those are proteases. By definition, they're autocatalytic. They ain't going to be around. I've talked to some of the greatest minds in enzyme manufacturing in the world. They say you can stabilize 3-6 months on the outside. If something's sitting around on the dock, it ain't got no activity after a while. So that one I certainly like. I like our SoluJet, which is used in a lot of CIP systems, because SoluJet is not only a higher pH, but contains well-matched surfactants. And a lot of people doing CIP cleaning don't have surfactants in their cleaning, are not getting as good cleaning as they really could, and certainly does not cover as broad of a variety of pharmaceuticals to clean as they really could. So those are a couple of them. I have a couple others, but we'll do that just for the time's sake.
Yeah, Jeff, say you're providing some free consulting to our audience, and I want to make...
Did you say free?
Yeah, I said free.
You going to be all right?
I don't know. I think I skipped a couple beats there, man.
But just let's say if somebody in our audience is responsible for making a decision, not only about cleaning products, but the cleaning process itself, talk us through how I should go about making that kind of a decision.
That's a very, very good question. In order to do it, you need to think about three basic things. These three things are, A, what is being cleaned off? In other words, it's all about the chemistry. You fight chemistry, you will lose. That is a truism. So you need to understand the chemistry, discuss that chemistry so that you can match good cleaning chemistry with it. That's one. Two, what are the materials of construction you're trying to clean the stuff off of? Why? Because you don't want to blank it up. You know, the bottom line, you know, is don't screw it up. Number three, how is the cleaning being performed? Is it manual? Is it soak? Is it ultrasonic? Are you worried about, you know, CIP systems or whatever? These are the three main questions that if they are not asked and answered, then run the other way from that detergent company, because those are the three biggest issues.
Well, I have to imagine there's other detergent companies, maybe many of them on this floor. Talk us through, I mean, you've touched on it a bit, but just summarize it. Talk about how Alkanox is different.
No problem. One is, well, of course, you can get some great jokes by calling up and asking for Jeff here. But in all seriousness, we have a technical department that's second to none. Literally, one of the most quoted books in aqueous cleaning and cleaning validation is my boss wrote. So I can literally say he wrote the book. And even some, you know, jerk like me has done lecturing in this stuff in about 7 countries. And after this year, it'll be 15.
Tour.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's going to be interesting, especially with my twin boys that are about to turn 1 year old.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
At my age, man, cool. Rock on. No, hey, it's the end of the day. You know the way it's going to go. But, you know, all seriousness, that, you know, those are really, really important issues.
We're here at Interfex, Jeff, and there's no small amount of time, resource, focus, money that goes into exhibiting here. Why'd you make the decision to do that?
Oh, to come here at Interfex?
To come here at Interfex, yeah.
Well, first of all, we've been coming here for a number of years. And the thing is that we have serviced the pharmaceutical industry for literally over half a century. And we understand this industry. I was basically brought in, like I said again, not just for being silly, but because I've worked in the medical device industry, I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry for years. And we understand the needs of the pharmaceutical industry, and we address those needs specifically and accurately.
So we're nearing the end of day two of Interfex. Take Alkanox out of it for a minute. When Jeff Phillips is walking around, and I'm sure you're a keen observer of what's going on in the industry, what do you think will be the key takeaways when the gavel comes down, this event comes to a close? What will be the big takeaways for you?
In terms of the technology here? Or?
Everything. What have you learned? What technologies has amazed you? What trends are exciting you?
Well, I was going to say, I don't want to end this on a sour note. One of the trends that I've been more disappointed with is the cutback on R&D. Mm. You know, I don't want to mention any companies, especially those that are customers of ours, but I get rather dismayed when I see that R&D is being cut back tremendously and the focus is on, you know, who has a good idea that we can buy. Because at the very base of something, a person has to decide, or a company has to decide, what are they? You know, are you a pharmaceutical company or are you a bank? Are you there just to go and buy things and to turn a profit, or are you there to make a pharmaceutical, to really come up with the next generation of pharmaceuticals? And it's a very discreet way of looking at things. that is one of the, like I said, I didn't want to end on a sour note, man. That's just not
we won't end there, I promise.
But that's been one of the, and
that's interesting. That's not something we hear about, people don't want to talk about it?
I as you can probably tell, I don't have a whole lot of things I won't talk about.
No, I can sense that.
But in all seriousness, the funny thing is that because of so much talent being lost, it's actually been tremendous for our company, for Alkanox, because we supply so much of that information. We help make that process of critical cleaning and cleaning validation so much easier. So we've actually... You know, we've actually been having to hire people because they just can't keep up with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, so it's done us good.
It's funny you say that, because I was just about to ask you, where do you find the skills and the knowledge? Is that something you hire? Is it something you grow internally? A little of both?
It's becoming less and less common. But not too many years ago, I did a massive amounts of consulting, and there were so many really bright and I'd say experienced consultants out there, but a lot of them have either retired or shuffled off the buffalo, so to speak.
Hmm.
So, you know, what has happened is that, you know, you have corporate restructurings, you have people getting older and other things, and what's happening is you start going to see a dearth of talent. Not because there aren't plenty of bright people out there, because they're only experienced. And that's becoming an issue. Now,
how do we turn that around?
You need, again, people who are more visionary, who are more, have a visionary spirit. Like, I forgot the guy's name, the guy who basically started Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Thank you. People like this who have more of that entrepreneurial spirit, that's really what we need. The problem is that with a hyper-focus on quarterly profits and on what can be done for the immediate stock price, and without thinking of long-term trends and consequences, I believe is going to be a serious detriment until some of that's turned around. Now, I'm hoping that what's going to happen is a lot of scientists and engineers are going to start forming their own groups, and that you'll start seeing those starting to form some of the next generation of companies that will bring that, you know, inventiveness back.
That's an interesting perspective. Do you think that an event like this, where you would assume most of the talent in the industry is under this roof, is an event like this, can that kickstart some of that entrepreneurial spirit?
Certainly when they have like mixers and when they have events where people can get together and talk and they feel relaxed and maybe they've seen people in different industries. Like, I know this may come as a shock, but usually when people have worked with me, they don't forget for either good or ill.
I'm not going to forget this conversation. Let me promise. And as hard as we try.
Funny, my wife does the same thing. But I've literally had a guy come to me 15 years later and say, you know, hey, Jeff, how are you doing? Now, it's when those situations happen and when you start getting people together who have seen each other and they're in a more relaxed atmosphere or something, that's when I think people can be brought together and you can have some change.
All right. Well, on that positive note,
there you go.
We'll wrap this conversation. Jeff, before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Alkanox?
It's easy. Our website is filled with boatloads of information, www.alkanox.com, alkanox.com, and you can give up a call. That's 914-948-4040. My extension is 151. Name is Jeff. If you don't reach me there, just... call the front desk type of thing and just ask for Jeff. Everyone knows me. I'm the loudest guy there.
Jeff Phillips, Senior Manager, Science and Marketing with Alkanox. Jeff, it was a real pleasure. Enjoyed our
pleasure
conversation.
Pleasure was
mine. Thanks for stopping by joining us. All right, well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Jeff Phillips, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage of InterFX will continue tomorrow morning for Day 3 of InterFX. We'll see you then.